Good morning. Clouds moved in overnight and a southerly wind flow picked up. The combination of the two kept temperatures on the mild side, and most places starting about 30 degrees warmer this morning than yesterday in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There are a couple of showers out there, but mostly dry for everyone to start the day. Showers moving into western and central New York and Pennsylvania are heading in our direction. As we get deeper into the morning, we'll pick up scattered showers, and certainly by lunchtime, it'll be wet across most of the area. More showers and a larger coverage area across the region this afternoon. Then as the front approaches later today, temperatures will reach to about 60 with that strong southerly wind. The front will pass through just after dark tonight, and we will get a burst of rain, especially east of the Hudson River and in most of New England, maybe even a rumble of thunder as that front passes by. Behind the front, we'll start a drying trend late tonight and toward tomorrow morning, with temperatures dropping back into the lower 40s. This will leave us with a high pressure center building in for tomorrow. A gusty northwest breeze will keep it cooler despite mostly sunny skies. Highs will be back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. In fact, that high will keep it dry to start the weekend. Saturday morning chilly back into the 20s with high 40s in the afternoon. Sunshine will give way to some cloud cover by the end of the day Saturday as a disturbance passes through the Midwest. That system will pivot north and through the St. Lawrence Valley on Sunday morning with a chance for a few light flurries or snow showers around. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Sunday afternoon in the lower 40s. A chilly day on Monday despite some sunshine in the upper 30s before we rebound back into the 40s with sunshine Tuesday and for the big travel day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front moving through the eastern half of the country will bring rain to much of the eastern seaboard as well. There's a chance of thunderstorms from Florida north to southern New England. Behind the front, northwest winds over 50 miles an hour will bring much cooler air into the northern plains and upper Midwest. Wind advisories and high wind warnings have been issued. Meanwhile, another storm will move into the northwestern United States later today. Moisture is already streaming into the Pacific Northwest ahead of the system, and that is expected to continue through the day with rain and high elevation snow. And more widespread snow is expected across the northern Rockies through tonight. Heavy snow is possible in the Rockies with some of the highest elevations to receive 1 to 2 feet of snowfall. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees, with a southwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 46. 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 21, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 7 at Milford, Utah, and Taos, New Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with showers near 60, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers developing later in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and temperatures falling through the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 55 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 39, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 1.32 inches for the month, which is 65 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 34.55 inches for the year, which is 55 hundredths of an inch below normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 289, that's 130 below average, and 797 for the season, which is 267 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1921, and the record low, 12, in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:29 p.m. 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, windy, and mild with showers today, and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. More rain tonight, perhaps heavy bursts this evening, then drying out overnight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm this evening, then drying out overnight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm this evening, then drying out overnight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers today, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm this evening, then drying out overnight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday, dry, upper 40s. Some light snow showers Saturday night and Sunday morning. Then breezy and cold with partly sunny skies Sunday afternoon, lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds, upper 30s to around 40 Monday, and mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.